This principle begins the process of coming clean, where you openly examine and confess your faults to yourself. You confess it to yourself, to God, and another person whom you trust. A lot of us don't like to look within ourselves for the same reasons we don't like to open a letter that we know is bad news. But remember, you need to keep your evaluation and your inventory balanced. It needs to include both the good and the bad within you. And let's look at what a spiritual inventory or evaluation is all about. Do you know everyone has three different characters? First character, the one we exhibit. Second character, the character we think we have. And then the third one, the character we truly are. No doubt each one has good qualities and bad. Tonight we're going to look at some of the bad, some of our shortcomings and sins that can block us from receiving all the joy God has intended. He will work on our four areas of character tonight and for next week. So the first one is relationships with others. Jesus tells us to pray and to forgive us our sins just as we're forgiven for those who sinned against us. Question number one would be, who has hurt you? I'm sure a lot of people have been hurt by a lot of people. Two, against whom have you been holding a grudge? Because no matter how long you nurse a grudge, it won't get better. Writing it down on your list is the first step of getting rid of it. Now, I've held grudges against bosses, and it never got me anywhere until I was told that if you pray for your bosses, that it would help you out, and eventually it would turn things around. When I did that, when I was praying for this one boss whom I really didn't admire, things turned out pretty good. He lost his job. I got his job. So that was a start. Number three, against when you're still seeking revenge. And whom are you seeking revenge against? Did you know seeking revenge is like biting a dog just because the dog bit you? It doesn't help either one of you, either the dog or you. And revenge, I don't know, when I was younger, you wanted to get that revenge. It was just inside you, man. I got to get revenge on this person. And then once you got revenge on this person, it really didn't satisfy you like the way you thought it was going to. Number four, are you jealous of someone? In Song of Songs 8:6, jealousy is said to be as yielding as the grave. And then have you tried to justify your bad attitude by saying that it's their fault? I find when I'm searching for someone to blame, it's just better for me to look at a mirror and point at myself. Number six, who have you hurt? How did you hurt them? Or how may have you hurt them? Unintentionally? Or maybe it was intentional? Seven, who have you criticized or gossiped about? We've all done it. It isn't difficult to make a mountain out of a molehill. It's just like adding a little dirt on it. And that's what gossip is. It's dirt. That's why James 1:26 tells us, keep a tight rein on our tongue. Number two, the priorities in life. After making the decision to turn your life and your will over to God, in what areas of your life are you still not putting God first? What closet are you not letting him in and clean out? Number two, what in your past is interfering with your doing God's will? Your ambitions, is it driven by serving God or is it driven by envy? Your pleasures, is it found in the world? Proverbs 21:17 warns, he who loves pleasures will become poor. Is your pleasure now found in Christ? Psalm 116 tells us, you will teach me how to live a long, holy life. Being with you will fill me with joy. At your right hand, I will find pleasure forever. Number three, what have your priorities been in your job, your friendship, your personal goals? Were they just self-centered, or were you self-serving? Selfishness turns life into a burden. Unselfishness turns burdens into life. Number four, who did your priorities affect? You know you will never get so much or so rich that you can't afford to lose a true friend. Number five, what was good about your priorities? Number six, what was wrong with them? Now, the next area of the spiritual inventory is attitudes. Ephesians 4:31 says, get rid of all bitterness, passion, and anger. No more shouting or insults. No more hateful feelings of any sort. Do you always try to have an attitude of gratitude, or do you always find yourself complaining about your circumstances? Me, I have an attitude of gratitude. I'm thankful for everything that the Lord has done for me. I remember being a complainer all the time, and who wants to listen to that? People don't want to hang out with you because all they're going to hear is, oh, woe is me. In what areas of your life are you ungrateful? If we can't be grateful for the bad things in our lives that we receive, we can be at least grateful and thankful for what we have escaped. Three, have you gotten angry and blown up at people? Yep. Yep. That's why I put myself in anger management. Yep. I did that because my fists were tired of landing on people's jaws, noses, and the side of their heads. It didn't feel good either. Just that adrenaline rush. And then having to worry was, did I hurt him real bad? And are the police on the way? And so, four, have you been sarcastic? Duh, everybody's been sarcastic. Yeah, no way. You know, sarcasm can be a form of verbal abuse, which I was not aware of. What in your past is still causing you fear or anxiety? For me, I still have the fear of walking up here and talking to you people, and I still get anxiety from doing it. I also have the fear of I have a girlfriend, and I sort of worried that it might turn out like all the other girlfriends I've had. I mean, I'm 56, never been married. My luck with women has been like between good and horrible, and it's usually horrible. So I guess that's why I've been so single for so long. Next, we're going to talk about integrity. In Colossians 3:9, it tells us, do not lie to each other. You've left your old sinful life and the things you did before. In what past dealings were you dishonest? An honest man alters his ideas to fit the truth. A dishonest man alters the truth to fit his ideas. Have you stolen things? You know, I told you this inventory wasn't going to be easy. I think everybody's stolen something, like walking off with a pen, somebody's lighter after having a cigarette. It just, for some reason, my friends who smoke, I have a lighter. Let me borrow your lighter. Okay, sure. They light that cigarette up, and I never see that lighter again. Have you ever exaggerated yourself to make yourself look better? Did you know that there are no degrees of honest? Either you are or you're not. In what areas of your past have you used false humility? Did you know that humility is never gained by seeking it? To think we have it is sure proof that we don't. Number 5, have you pretended to live one way in front of your Christian friends and another way at home and at work? I think we all have. And I just wanted to say thank you for coming in and listening to this. People really didn't have to, but I appreciate it. The church appreciates it. And you guys are awesome.